Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
What is up, everyone? It is another day, another time, and another week for episode number two of Kingdom Boss Saturday. You all, I told y'all today was family reunion Saturday because I had my little sister on the air with me on this morning at 1 o'clock. Now, y'all, I got my big sis. The one that ain't scared to tell me about myself when I need to hear it. I got my big sis, Dr. Tony Hurt, up in the building with me. You all, I don't even need a bio for her because that's how hard me and this girl been walking and how long this girl and I have been walking. She has been a principal. She is in the educational field. She is a content creator. She is a mother. She is a doctor. Like, she is an all-around kingdom boss. If you look up kingdom boss in the dictionary, I promise you, Dr. Tony Hurt's photo is somewhere in there. Because, like, literally, when I tell you this girl goes hard for the kingdom of God, she goes hard. And look, you all, I've been trying to get her on my shows for years. So literally, I think Thanksgiving Day, I sent her a video of one of my other shows. And she's like, put me in, coach. I'm ready. I didn't even send her a link to book. I'm like, we doing the show ASAP because I ain't even giving you an opportunity to say no. I ain't even giving you a chance to back out of this. Like, we getting this done. So you all, after this interlude plays, we are going to see my big sis, Dr. Tony Hurt, up in the building with us. And I want y'all to like, I want y'all to say it, and I want y'all to tag and let them know that we up in the building, y'all. Let's get it. What is up, sis?
Hey, I am honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Thank you so much for coming on, because like literally, like I said, I've been trying to get you on for years.
You have. You have. And there's no excuse. I'm not going to try to make up one. I was, when you sent me that video, when I said, put me in, coach, I was expecting you to come back and say, well, I have some time for at the end of December, maybe January. And when you were like, you want to do it today? I was like, wait, not today, but we can get it done. No. So thank you so much. But listen, I got Kingdom Boss Mindset, like the name alone. Can you tell me a little bit about like what was the inspiration? I'm loving that.
Okay, okay. So basically what this came from was I literally had a lot of people that I knew that was doing some major things in the kingdom of God. And I'm like, you know what? It's time for me. I got the platform, and it's time for me to shine the light on some people that are really showing up and showing out for the kingdom of God. So I came up with Kingdom Boss Mindset, and I am excited that you agreed to come on, because I'll be honest with you, if I would have sent you the link for the show to like book for the show, like I'm gonna be real with you, sis, it would have been February before you could get on.
Well, because normally
the show is only on Wednesday nights. But for certain people, the ones that I really, really rock with and that I know are like some straight up bosses in the kingdom of God, I'm not making them wait till Wednesday night to do. I'm not making them wait all the way till February or further to get a show done. I'm bringing them on a Saturday and releasing the content that way. And you are one of those people where I'm like, no, she ain't gonna have to wait until February or March to get a show done. Like, this is big sis. Like, legit. As much as she has sold up for me, like, I gotta do it for her.
Thank you.
And also, I know you. If I would have gave you that link and you wouldn't have to come on till February, that would have been perfect timing for you to change your mind and be like, no, never mind. I ain't coming on. No. Uh-uh.
You got me locked in. You know me. You know me well.
Exactly. Because I know you to the point of, I'm like, if I give her an opportunity to think about it, she ain't never coming on. So, no. We done this thing today.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you so much. And just as you said, I pour into you, you pour into me equally. So, we are definitely iron that sharpening iron.
Yes. Like, it's crazy how we even linked up and how we even became cool.
Yes.
Like, it's been years that we've been like this. At least eight years.
It's been more than that. Wasn't I still in DC at the time? Or was I living in Texas?
I think you might have been in DC and you was about to move to Texas.
So if I was in DC, I left DC in 2012. So that's been at least 13 years.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Time goes by.
Years.
Yes. Yeah, because we about to usher in 2026 in a month. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. But listen, we have some ups and downs and roller coasters in our individual lives that we've been there to support one another.
Oh, of course. Of course. Like, y'all, when I tell you this woman, before we get into these questions and have this conversation, when I tell y'all she is the definition of a fighter, that's her. Like, the devil has tried to knock her down so many times. And she just smiles and she's like, that's all you got? Let's go. Like, it's going to take more than that.
Absolutely. When I just think about what Jesus went through and, like, why do I think it would be any different for me? Like, he lived a perfect life, sin not. And he still had to go through trials and tribulations and rejection and betrayal. So why would I think it's any different from me?
Come on, sis. Yeah. All right, let's get into this conversation tonight. So I'm going to start it off with, I know I done left some stuff out of your bio. So tell this audience who you are and a little bit more about you. And I want y'all to comment, and I want y'all to be interactive in the comments too. So tell them a little bit more about who you are.
Sure. I am first and foremost, I'm a soldier, sold out, living, delivered, and everlasting righteous service for Christ. I am definitely purpose driven, as you so eloquently, I don't even know how to follow you in terms of just, you know, sharing a little bit about me. But yes, I'm a mom, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm an educator, you name it. I'm a person of service. So wherever I can help, count me in. I've been specifically working in education 29 years. As most of us started off as a teacher. And from there, I taught for 5 years. And someone, Doreen Lee, she saw something in me. And she was like, I'm not hiring you to be an assistant principal. You are going to lead this school. And I'm like, because I wasn't even in my 30s yet. And God has just had me on a journey since then. You know, just as soon as I think I'm going left, he's like, hold up. You about to bang this right. So, you know, that's my journey. I'm a warrior. As you alluded to, I've had a lot of challenges, health challenges specifically, particularly in the last 3 or 4 years where the enemy thought he had me, but he didn't. God has a plan for my life. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Man, y'all, she is definitely a warrior. Like I said, like, legit, she is somebody that you want on your team. That's going to push you and going to motivate you, because you can look at her and be like, you know what? If she's going through everything that she's going through and she's still getting up and she's still showing up, why can't I do the same thing?
I don't know if I ever told you. The last day of my radiation for breast cancer was the day that I found out I had cervical cancer. And when they called me, I actually thought they were joking. And I'm like, that's a mean joke. And they were like, Dr. Hurt, I'm so sorry to tell you. I'm like, you're serious? So immediately, I didn't have no time to woe is me. I'm like, all right, we about to go to war. You mad because you ain't had me then. So now you're trying to attack me. Because what you're trying to get me to do is give up and curse my father. That ain't happening.
Come on, Joe.
That ain't happening. I'm about to curse you and put you where you're supposed to be. So, yes, it has been. But through it all, I will tell you, I wouldn't change a thing. Because through these struggles, it brought me closer and into a more intimate relationship.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
With God. So I'm grateful. Every day is definitely a gift. Even as I'm, you know, going through some health challenges now, to God be the glory.
Facts, facts, facts. So you already got some questions. What church did you attend in DC?
What, who?
What church did you attend when you was in DC?
Evangel Assemblies in Christ.
Okay. And what part of D.C. are you from?
So actually, I'm not from D.C. I lived in D.C. because I went to Howard and then I went to George Washington in Georgetown. So I lived a little bit everywhere. I lived in Southeast, right by the Big Chair, by Anacostia Station. I also lived off 16th Street in Upper Northwest. And then eventually when I bought my house, I bought in Temple Hills.
Okay. All right. So let's get into this conversation. What motivated you to found Exceptional Educational Pros and Counseling and Consultations and specialize in working with K through 12 school leaders? What motivated you to start there?
My primary motivation was I didn't like the trajectory of education. I went into education with the mindset of I'm going to be a teacher and I'm going to retire from teaching when I'm 60 years old and all of that stuff, right? And within 2 or 3 years, I was just like, nah, like I love teaching, but I knew I needed to have greater impact. And I couldn't do it being just a teacher. I love teaching. And to this day, like, that's the best part of it, teaching. It just has shifted now. I'm no longer teaching young K through 12 students. I'm teaching the adults who are actually teaching our K through 12 students. So that was what motivated me, which was, you know, I didn't like where education was going. I didn't, when I first went into education, we didn't have standardized testing. You know, we would do testing just in terms of like, trying to figure out where a kid was. So if they needed extra reading support or math support, we can do, you know, build programs for that particular student. But it wasn't tied to, you know, is the kid going to be able to be promoted? Are they going to be able to graduate? It wasn't tied to any high stakes testing. So it was while I was teaching that whole shift with No Child Left Behind and all of that came into play. And that was enough motivation for me to say, nah, we got to do something different, particularly for our kids.
I love that. So now we're about to have a little fun. I'm about to play a little game with you. All right. So we're going to do this or that leadership edition.
Okay.
Vision or strategy?
Vision.
Okay. Strict rules or flexible boundaries?
Definitely flexibility.
Okay. Data-driven or intuition-led?
Wait, data-driven or what?
Intuition-led, like going with your gut.
There's a space for both of those. So the buzzword is data driven. So I'm going to go with that. But you definitely have to use your intuition.
I like that. So early mornings or late nights?
Definitely early morning.
All right. Training teachers or training leaders?
Training leaders. Every teacher, anybody that I train, my intent is to build capacity for leadership. And that doesn't mean they have to inspire to want to be a principal or assistant superintendent. But in order to get where we need to get to in education, we need leaders. We need people who have the skill set to, first of all, give themselves the professional permission to do what works. And then we also need people who aren't afraid to go ahead and take those steps.
I like that. I like that. Planning or improvising?
So I am a planner, but it's one of those things, like, you can have your whole to-do list written, and as soon as you walk into that building, the list is like laughing at you saying, you thought you was going to do me today. No. It's a whole nother agenda ready for you.
I like that. I like that. So you can go with the flow.
Absolutely. I think any good leader has to be able to pivot based upon what the immediate needs are, right? You know, yes, you should plan your days. You should, you know, do strategic planning weeks out, months out. But it, with any profession, specifically when you're dealing with people, things will change just like that. And you can't say, well, that's not on my to-do list today, so I'm going to have to. No, you got to be able to prioritize on the fly.
I like that. I love that. So big picture or small details?
I'm more of a big picture thinker.
Okay. Okay.
I don't like getting into the minutia. However, that's my job, especially when I'm coaching others, which is to get them to focus on, or at least to know what the details are, especially if they're delegating it to other people. They need to know what to expect in terms of delivery of those things. So, but give me the big picture. I'm the visionary. Lights, camera, action.
Yes. I like that. I like that. I like that. All right. So let's get back to these questions again. So we're going to go to, in your opinion, what are the biggest challenges facing our K-12 schools on today as far as the leaders, and how do we help them navigate through those challenges?
The biggest challenge, in my opinion, in any organization, and I say that because I consult with all types of businesses, not just education institutions, is people. And the reason I say that is because you can have perfect systems and perfect strategies, but if you don't have the people, and I'm not just saying the physical body, but people who are willing to do the work, people who are willing to make the sacrifices that are needed, particularly when we're talking about our children, right? It's so easy for us to focus on, you know, their maladaptive behaviors. Oh, they're so rude. They're this and they're that. So what are you going to do about it? They came here with that, but they shouldn't leave with that. So what are you going to do to influence the behavior in which you are expecting for that child? And it can't just be, you know, it's the parents, it's the community. Yep, it's the parents, it's the community, and it's also you. Because again, it takes a whole village. So when one part of the village fails, the other pillars in the village should be able to hold up, right? And make sure that that child isn't falling between the cracks. But unfortunately, it's all of the parts of the village is kind of collapsing at the same time. And we're all pointing fingers saying, it's this and it's that and it's her and it's him. When, while we're doing all of that, who's suffering? The child.
I agree. I believe that there's no bad children. It's just children that need to be taught differently, because everybody doesn't learn the same way.
And even, like, I've had some challenging kids. I remember my first year, and I'm sitting on a desk, and I'm facing this kid. Now, I'm working at a special needs school, and it's a little bit of everything, right? So it's kids who have behavior disabilities. It's students who have emotional disabilities. It's kids that have intellectual disabilities. It's like the whole melting pot. So you can imagine my first day, not just in this school, but my first day in education. And I'm like, yes, I get to play with kids today. And I'm sitting on the desk and I'm talking to this kid and I can see like he's visual, like he's getting upset and angry. And I'm like, you're just having casual conversation. Well, I didn't have my teacher wickedness yet, right? It hadn't developed. And when I say that, you know, they say teachers always got eyes behind their head. I hadn't grown that yet. So I didn't realize it was a kid behind me taunting him. So he's getting upset. I'm thinking, what am I saying? I'm just asking him, you know, about his favorite this and favorite that. So as I see it, I go to stand up because I'm like, I don't know what this kid's going to do. And as I stand up, he swings trying to hit the kid behind me and hit me in my mouth. First day, ambulance had to come pick me up, stitches in my mouth.
Dang.
First day on the job. So, yeah, like I get it. I get it. But you're right. There aren't any bad kids. It's bad parenting. It's bad teaching. It's bad modeling. It's bad, all of that, right? Because kids absorb everything. So if they're inundated in a negative environment, that's what they're going to absorb and that's what they're going to become. It's not until someone intentionally interrupts that cycle that the child then has an opportunity to turn it around.
I like that.
But I'll tell you, it's hard. These kids ain't made from the same cloth that the kids were back then in the day.
No. Mm-mm. They asking questions now.
Oh, please.
Yeah, like the kids these days, they asking questions now. They like, no.
Oh, right. And a lot of times, they're not the most articulate. Because you got to remember, this is the technology generation. So they're this. So they're not getting a lot of the verbal communication and a lot of the verbal connection, right? So they'll ask a question. And by our standards, you're just like, that was rude the way they said, but that's not their intention. They just don't have the skills. So when we condemn them, well, that's not right, whatever. What do? We silence that voice. And then we wonder why kids don't why they don't talk to us. Why they don't talk? Why didn't you tell your teacher? Why? Well, because the last time I tried to say something to my teacher, she made me feel stupid or she made me feel insignificant.
Facts.
I did.
It's like, I ain't got time for that. Like, I'll suffer in silence before I allow myself to feel stupid again.
Absolutely. And the questions they have are legitimate. They just don't know how to frame it all the time. So it does take a little bit of probing.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Asking them the right question. So what I hear you say, or what I hear you're saying is blah, 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 right? And they'll tell you, no, that's not what I'm saying. Oh, okay, can you help me out? But we don't take time for that. And I understand because we're living in a society, and when I say society, educational realm, where it's about testing. And you have to get through this curriculum in order to prepare kids to take this test. So I don't have time to really talk about how your day was and what's affecting. But if you don't have time, you're going to have to deal with it one way or another. You can deal with it on the front end or you could deal with it in response to. And I would much rather just take the time while the kids you know, not upset while they're at a space where they can talk to you intelligently, where they can, you know, kind of, they feel free and open enough to talk versus dealing with the behavior and the acting out.
I love that. I love that. So now we're going to go to another question, then we're going to play another round of a game.
Sure.
So what are some common mistakes or pitfalls you see school leaders make, and how do you help them from making them?
Well, that's a great question.
Or recover from them.
Common mistakes. Treating kids using a cookie cutter model, right? Like, every kid should respond to this. That's a big mistake. Another big mistake I see is that we don't speak life. We speak to the things that we don't want to see. So an example would be, you know, a kid who's cursing. Stop cursing. Well, automatically, you're going to send the child in the defensive mode, right? Like, because basically you're saying, I'm wrong. What I did was bad. It's unacceptable. And all of that may be true, but think about what you're coming against. As I said earlier, our kids are, they absorb everything. So they got that from somewhere. So whether it was in their home, their community, on social media, wherever. So as opposed to saying, stop cursing, you know, do you know what another word for, well, it sounds like you're frustrated. What else can we say instead of that? Those, the way we frame it, it makes a huge difference. Because now what we're saying to the kid is that I heard you and I was able to read into what you're saying. You said that out of frustration. So how can I help you with this frustration as opposed to, you know, you're not supposed to be talking like that in school. I'm going to give you a detention. Shut down. Act out. Because 9 times out of 10, these conversations are happening in private. They're not pulling the kid. Hey, let me. They're doing it in a public setting. So what happens? Now the kid has to save face.
Right. Because now the kid feels like you done embarrassed him in front of his friends, and his friends definitely are, their friends ain't about to let them live right down. So now they gotta sit here and try to little girl or little boy you just to make themselves feel better.
Absolutely. As much as we'd like to tell kids, be a leader, it takes time. You know, and a lot of times you tell a kid that they don't know what that means. They don't have leadership. You know, they haven't taken leadership class 101. So let's break that down. Mm. Let's help them to understand, like, what does it mean to be a leader? Oh, so you want me to display behaviors that other people, even though it's not popular, right? It's not popular with my group of friends because we all curse. We all do this outside of school, not even outside of school. When we have recess or when we're in lunch, this is how we talk. So now you basically, you want me to set myself up to be the eyeball, the weird person? That doesn't sound attractive to a kid. So how do we frame it for them? So a lot of my work is really working with leaders in connecting, not just with students, but connecting with others. Whether it's teachers, whether it's parents, you'll see a lot of this adversarial relationship between parents and administrators and parents and teachers, which sets up the dynamic of us versus them. And anytime you do that and the student is left in the middle, first of all, shame on us, because we should not put a kid in the middle of adult issues. But let's think realistically. My family, my school. Who's the kid going to side with?
Family.
Exactly. Which is why you get parents calling up to the school, don't be talking to my child like that, don't you? They're not asking questions anymore because the relationship is broken. So basically anything that you say to me about my kid or anything, you know, my kid comes home and say that you said it happened and I don't want to hear it, that it didn't. I'm just telling you, don't do it anymore. And the school standing by saying that ain't even happened. So that relationship has to be mended and healed.
I agree. So now, sis, I'm going to pull on your competitive side a bit. Ooh. Because you got 60 seconds, okay, to answer as many of these as you can.
Okay.
So and the timer starts as soon as I ask this first question, all right? You ready?
Okay.
All right, and timer starts now. Paper planner or digital?
Digital.
All right, morning meetings or evening calls?
Morning meeting.
Coaching teachers or coaching principals?
Coaching principals.
Quiet office or busy cafeteria?
Busy cafeteria.
Tough love or gentle guidance?
But tough love.
All right. Micromanage or delegate?
Delegate.
Lead from the front or from behind?
Front.
All right. Now here comes the hard one. Uh-oh. Here comes the hard one. Gym, going to the gym, or being a content creator? Come on.
Going to the gym.
Dang, y'all, she finished that with 56 seconds. She finished that within 56 seconds. Still had 6 seconds on the clock. I knew that last one was going to get her. I was positive by the last one.
Did you see me? I had to pause, like, how could I wiggle my way out of this? Because I want to say both.
Mm-hmm. All right, all right.
Gym is my passion.
I know. Because y'all think I be in the gym like that? This one right here, y'all in the gym.
But you know, everybody has their thing, right? Like, I love music. So I'm put both together. It's going to be the music and the gym. But some people,
yes.
Actually, that got me thinking. Because we're supposed to be playing one-on-one.
You don't want that smoke. You don't want that smoke.
Oh, yeah. You thought I forgot.
You don't want that smoke.
Go ahead and bench press whatever you got to do because I don't want to hear no excuses.
Yeah. See, I've been letting you slide, sis. I've been letting you slide. But we're going to get that in one day. We're going to get that in one day. See, now that you better, now that you healthy. All right.
Amen.
All
right. Amen. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, ain't no excuses now. I got you. Yeah, we're
going to play nothing but a word.
All right. We're going to talk after the show. All right. So now we're going to go to these next few questions, and then we're going to play one more game with you.
Okay.
All right. So now let's go back. All right. So I think we are at – hold on 1 second, y'all. All right, here we go. Let's go to question right here. Have you ever faced a moment when you doubted your path, and how did you get through it?
Yes. Actually, I'm at that crossroad right now. And I don't know if it's so much doubt, but you know that feeling when you get when you know it's time for you to transition, but you don't know what you're transitioning to. That's where I am right now. I know I shared this story with you once before, but the way that I got to Texas was because God has spoke to me for 4 years, and he always spoke at the spring of the year. And he said to me, it was time for me to pick up my mat and go. And I'm like, okay, where I'm going? And initially, like the first year, I didn't understand. So I'm like, am I supposed to go to a new church? Am I supposed to get a new job? But the second, by the second year, I knew he was telling me it was time for me to move or relocate. And I'm like, okay, year two, year three, year four. Now, what I do know about God is that he'll give you gentle nudges, but at some point, he gonna force you. And I didn't want him to have to force me because I didn't know what that looked like, right? But I knew it was time for me to go and I didn't know where. So that fourth season, when he told me within 12 weeks, I had resigned from my job, sold my house, and I was in Texas with my five-year-old daughter, just she and I. Sight unseen, never been to Texas. I got family there, but I had never been, had never visited them. So that showed me a lot, because when I got there, I struggled. I struggled for a while, and I was like, God, I know I heard you telling me it was time to go. What is it for me here? What do you want? And just like I'm talking to you right now, I could hear him, and he's just like, my child, it's not about what's here for you. It's about what you carried here. They need it here. And I'm like, oh, well, fast forward. Here we are, 2025. 2 years ago, I got hurt on my job, and God, that was the gentle nudge, like, it's time for you to shift. And I had, you know, educational pros and consultants. This is 10 years in, right? Not doing it full time. I'm like, okay, I'll do it, but I need benefits still, so I'm gonna still work this. Well, when I got hurt in March and suffering with these three herniated discs and a fractured kneecap, yeah, God forced me because I was being disobedient. So what I do know is that I can't go back in the capacity in which I was working in. However, it's still my calling to work in education, K through 12. I just have to figure out how, what does that look like in this season of life, right? So yes, that was the long version, but yes, I am very familiar with that.
Sis, I'm gonna tell you right now, what God is about to take you to right now, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. You are about to be, you are about to be a blessing to so many people. God is about to enlarge your territory. God is about to just totally take you to a season where it's all going to make sense. It's all going to make sense. You are going to be a blessing to somebody else that has been going through the very thing that you're going through right now. And you are about to be that blessing and that miracle that if Dr. Tony Hurt can get through it, I can get through it. You are about to be that blessing to somebody to be like, you know what? I can walk through this. I can make it through this. Yeah, that was just a setback, but it was just setting me up for my comeback. You are in your Joseph season right now, where you've been lied on, where it seems like everything has been taken away from you, and God is about to put you back in that palace, and you are going to look at those very people that did you wrong. You're going to look at them and be like, well, y'all meant for bad. God meant it for my good.
Yes. 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 Thank you. Yeah.
I wasn't even trying to do all that tonight, but.
But that's what happens when you are just an open vessel and you're just like, God, use me for your glory, however you want to.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, y'all, this is how this old works. Like, literally, me and her, this is like just having like a conversation.
Yeah.
And y'all just listening in on a conversation. Because literally, this one right here has seen me through some crazy situations. and getting steel. She been right there and had my back. And vice versa.
It's and that was the experience. That was using tough love because we've had some difficult conversations.
Oh my goodness. Y'all, when I tell you, there are times where I hate calling Dr. Tony her because it's like, do not call her if you want that sugar coated in your favorite bowl wrapped up and cuddled up and made especially for you and coddled, because that ain't what you're going to get from her. You're going to get that tough love, but she's always going to have your back. And that is what God gave me in this season. He's gave me people that are going to be like, you know what? I'm not going to play with you, and I'm not going to play with you about you. You are too good. You are too talented to be stuck in this situation.
Absolutely. And the longer we stay stuck in that situation, the longer we're delaying those who are connected to our destiny, right? Like, there is somebody right now that's waiting on you to be obedient in order for them to get their blessing. But because you, and I'm saying that generally, right? Me, I'm gonna use me. Because me and my stuff, and you know, I don't want to do that, and I'm nervous, and I'm holding up somebody else. That's not fair. Like, we gotta be obedient, and obedience is not when I feel like it, when it feel good, when it's immediately. When God speaks, we gotta respond. You know, so many of us, we feel like, and I'm talking to myself first and foremost, we feel like we stuck in our situation. But if we go back and trace it, his footprints, his handprints, his fingerprints is all over it, where he's already given us the wisdom, the word, and to go forward, and we just aren't doing it. So who do we have to blame?
Us. You know, I told people all the time, you know, we sometimes got to remember that the teacher is the most quietest during our test. It don't mean that he ain't there. Yes. It just means that he's quiet. You got to walk through this season. You got to go through it. You got to deal with this. So now the question is, how are you going to grow from this situation that you're going through?
Absolutely. It's funny that you said that, because I was just having a conversation with Jalen. And Jalen says, well, Mom, when God speaks to me, you know, he does da da da. And I said, how dare you put God in a box? He may have spoken to you like that the last 2-3 times, but one, again, you can't put him in the box of how he's going to speak. Huh?
That don't mean that that's always how it's going to be.
Absolutely. And I tell him, I said, and here's the other thing. You're no longer a babe in Christ. See, he meets us where we are. So when you were a babe in Christ, you may need 3 different confirmations. But once you mature and maturate, God, like, you know my voice. You know my word. So no, I'm not. So I'm going to sit here until you realize I told you and you need to do it.
And sometimes what he'll do is he won't allow nothing else to work until you are obedient and you go where he wants you to go.
That part right there.
There has been times where I've done my own thing, where I thought I was big and bad enough to do my own thing. And God like, oh, okay, you want? Let me sit back. And then I keep hitting that same brick wall. And he's like, you tired of hitting that wall yet?
Oh, right.
Go on ahead. Keep hitting that wall.
Yes. But through it all, he's still merciful.
Exactly. And
gives grace.
Exactly. He does. And grace is something that we didn't earn and that we didn't deserve. It is a gift that he only gave us because he knew that we needed it.
Absolutely.
And that was the only way that we was going to be successful. Sis, I got to get you back on here again because we just barely scratching the surface.
I know. Listen,
we are barely scratching the surface. Like, you got to come back.
But this time I'll go through the right protocol and I'll sign up. No, March?
No. What we're going to do is, as soon as this show is over, me and you, don't leave this screen after this show is over. We're going to talk because okay. I got something I got in my, up my sleeve for you. I got something up my sleeve.
Okay.
So you all, at this point, what we're about to do is we're about to have what we call Kingdom Boss moment. And what that is I'm going to leave the screen. I'm going to allow Dr. Tony to give you some words of encouragement and leave you with where you can find her at. And then we're going to close it out, y'all.
Wow. Words of encouragement. When I think about words of encouragement, I think about what did I need to hear? Whether it was last year or last week. And I think the thing that's resonating with me right now is you don't have to have it all together. So many times we wait until we have all the pieces before we take the first step. And when we do so, it shows first that we have a lack of faith. And secondly, that we are dependent upon our own self as opposed to being dependent upon Christ. So my word for you is, take the step. Move forward. If God gave you the word, the provision is there. However, the provision may just show up along the journey and not at the starting line. I am Dr. Tony Hurt. You can find me, Educational Pros and Consultants, my company. I work with not just school districts, but I work with companies all over who are looking to either expand or to increase in profit, quality. So please look me up. I am on Instagram. I am recently on TikTok. TikTok, it's Dr. TJ. And I'm on Facebook at Dr. Tony Hurt. And that's H-U-R-T.
Are you
back?
Mm-hmm. We thank you, and you definitely coming back. You got to.
I will.
And as I always say, y'all, like I told you, don't leave because I got something up my sleeve I need to talk to you about. So as I always tell y'all, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning sometimes we're looking at it as bad. God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, be blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. And I want y'all to go over there to YouTube because starting tomorrow at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 5 p.m., and 9 p.m., the episodes from this week of Kingdom Boss Mindset, We'll Talk Monday, all of those episodes will be dropped over there on YouTube at different times. So go over there. Take a listen, take a peek, and enjoy. Because you all, yeah, God has sown out with this one, y'all. So we will see y'all next week. As I always say, y'all like, y'all share, y'all follow, and y'all subscribe. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace. Hello. We pray that you enjoyed this episode coming from James H. Glover Studios. And if you want to see more like it, follow us, like, and subscribe to all of our social media stations so that you can never miss another episode like this. See y'all soon.